You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
A former rub and tug worker reached out to us. She said, love your show. Listen every day. 32-year-old female, small town in Massachusetts. Nothing bad ever happened to me. Very naive. When I was younger, I worked at one of those rub and tug places, not really knowing what it was at the time.
Oh, stop.
The clients were not paying for how good the workers look. They paid for the no strings attached service. That's it.
Yeah.
Like I said, I didn't know this happened at this business. There were little things here and there I thought were odd. And then one day it all came together. I realized what kind of place it was that I worked at, which also happened to be my last day. It was around Valentine's Day, and I was trying to upsell the spa packages to our very heavy cash only male clientele. After I suggested something nice for their wives, they all laughed in my face with the same, I can't tell my wife I come here.
Oh.
Arrived there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what did she do? That's crazy to think that there could be someone working at a rub and tug place who neither rubs nor tugs and has no idea that's going, like, is she just the front desk girl?
I don't know.
Is there like a receptionist at a rub and tug place that doesn't know they rub and tug?
Or is it someone that's trying to get into the massage game and there's a place
like an entry level?
Yeah, like entry level. They're hiring you. You've got no experience. You're like, geez, this is all right. But and they're not quite. They don't have like Asian Orchid is the title of their place.
Right.
It's like,
I'm sure it's possible to not know. Mm-hmm. It's not a place like that, like you're describing.
Yeah, and I think sometimes a place looks really on the up and up, and then behind the scenes, they're not.
Yeah. Right.
Really.
I bet in retrospect, she thinks about all the things that she put together now as what was different.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, there'd be noises coming out of a certain room, and she's like, that girl is so good at massaging.
Yes.
She loves it.
Like, these people make noises. I can't get them to even make when I'm...
Yeah. You're right.
You're just like, oh,
yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy. That's like some ancient stuff.
It's crazy to think of the naive rub and tug worker who has no idea what's going on behind closed doors.
But then also, you tell your friends, right? You get a job, you get a cool job. You're like, yeah, you know, I'm doing this thing. She's like telling people, yeah, I'm working at the Asian Orchid. And they're like, okay.
So she was not a massage therapist. Is that obviously?
She doesn't say what she did. That's what confuses me. It doesn't say what she did.
But she was definitely upselling people.
Which
so
I think she's at the front desk.
Might be the front desk.
Yeah, she might have answered phones.
But she didn't see, like, just all guys in the waiting room. Didn't think
that was
weird.
It was all cash only. She knew it was cash only, too.
And if you're a receptionist, there couldn't have been a phone there. So she probably was just chilling, greeting people.
That's what it was.
She's just young and didn't know these places existed.
Probably.
Yeah. A lot of people, I don't think I would have known that.
Again, yeah, without the show, we wouldn't be so deep into the rub and tug game.
I don't think it occurs to girls that those are out there.
No.
You're right.
No.
It's man heavy.
Right. It's like, that's a man thing.
Mm-hmm.
Going and getting jerked.
Yeah, I'm trying to think too. Like,
there is a bean flicker. I mean, I'm sure the bean flickers.
My stars and God, it's David.
My word.
I'm sure there's some ladies that'll flick your bean if you're looking for it. Right? If they get a little lesbo on their table.
Mm, it keeps going.
There was a place around here that did it, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, there was.
I can't remember.
Bean flickers. Let's go to Tony, who's with us. Hi, Tony. You had a comment.
Tony, how you doing, bud?
Hey, so my wife took my daughter down to Florida for a little vacation, and one of the things I wanted to do was get a nice massage and relax. And they walked into this place, which they thought was an upscale place.
Yeah.
Because they read the ads. They read the ads on the magazine, whatever it was. They were reading newspaper, whatever it was. And they walked in, and they're like, oh, yeah, we'd like to get a massage, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, well, yeah, that's not going to happen today. The lady who does that's not here right now. So basically, they figured out that, you know, it was for guys only that they apparently walked in.
Oh, so your wife took your 18-year-old for a spa day to a rub and tug.
Right.
Yeah, no.
Right, by accident.
Wow. Yeah, that's bad. Actually, she's not available now.
Well, that's smart, though. They have a...
Maybe they have one legit one.
Mm,
I don't think so.
I think they just say that to get rid of you.
Right.
Like, that's their line that they're going to say anytime someone comes in and and wants, like, a real massage.
Right.
Yeah. Because occasionally, I guess, that can happen. Mm-hmm. People are looking for legitimate services at Rub and Tugs. They don't realize what's going on there, so they come up with some excuse.
I like the idea of the naive girl that answers phones. They're like, hello, it's a jerking spa or whatever. Oh, my God, no.
Yeah, we don't do that.
Jesus Christ. Like, hanging up every
Like, oh, my God, guys are gross.
So many pervs call here.
That's a high perv volume of calls.
Yeah.
Weird.
Everybody wants to just do get nasty stuff done.
voice-changing technology, Anonymous. We're talking about this woman who worked at a rub-and-tug and had no idea it was a rub-and-tug. What's your comment, Anonymous?
So I went to Denmark for about a year in college just to do some school. While I was over there, I needed to pick up some grocery and beer money, and I've been a bartender over here, so I got a job at, like, a chill, more local pub. Like, a lot of places in Europe were real clubby. I could pour beers, that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of dudes there, you know, kind of rougher, more blue-collar dudes. Turns out it was actually Copenhagen's premier rough trade gay bar.
Wow. Wow.
Jackpot.
Yeah.
How long did you work at the leather gay bar for?
It took me like, it must have taken me like 6 months to realize that it was a gay bar.
Really?
So that's awesome. So you like, there was that many chicks there?
Made out?
There was that many chicks there?
No, there was like one or two chicks there a week. But it was like, all right, imagine the diviest, like, dirty River Irish bar in Boston. How many chicks were in there? It was that kind of bar.
Oh. Right, so it's just like the place on the corner in a little neighborhood.
Yeah.
So there wasn't like guys in jock straps or guys making out. It was just they just happened to go there and drink.
I mean, it was like there was a lot of dudes like in like leather jackets and some leather pants, but I figured okay, whatever.
Leather
Europe,
pants.
They're bikers.
Yeah, they're bikers. He would have thought they were like legit bikers.
European bikers.
European bikers.
Yeah, I just thought, I'm like, okay, their pants are tight, whatever, it's Europe.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Europeans, you know?
That's funny to be working in a leather gay bar for six months.
What's funny is I specifically chose this place because, like, the rest of them were kind of clubby, and those weren't the kind of places I'd worked before. I'm like, I need a place where they will only order, like, beer by the bottle and by the pint.
Yeah. And that's what you got.
For what it's worth, they were super chill to me. Like, they were great place to work.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm sure they were great. It's just funny that you had no idea that's what it was when you got in there.
When my boss found out that I had just found out, he took me aside. He's like, buddy, you are a nice man, but we need you to be a little more eye on the boss, yes? A little more observant, please?
Oh, buddy. Thanks for calling in, dude.
Cool
you have a good day. And one more call on this on a regular line. Danielle, how are you?
Good. Morning. First time calling, like, for years. Sorry. It was my friend's birthday, and she really wanted a massage. There were three of us, and it was a Saturday. So she's, like, calling around, and she lives in a very well affluent neighborhood in Oakland County. And so she found a place that would take three of us on a Saturday, and we're like, cool, let's go. We get in, and we each go into our massage rooms. And when I'm in there, I haven't had a massage in a while, but my butthole is being touched a lot more than I remember ever being touched in a massage before.
Oh my God.
And at the end, she touches my boobs a lot, and she goes, do you want a deep tissue tummy massage? And I've had no one's ever rubbed my tummy before, and it's like all fat, you know? I'm not a skinny person, so I'm like, and she started, like, as I hesitated, she started rubbing it, and I was like, no, I'm good. And then when we walked out, all three of us just stood there for a minute and looked at each other and had this look on our face, like we all had the same experience. And we're like, oh my God, where did we just go? And it's like we collectively decided we felt a little bit violated, but it was the best massage we had ever had, actually, because I feel like maybe they worked harder for us. Because, you know, we weren't asking for, you know, the happy ending. And it was a really, really good massage. And we've actually been back there, but every single time it's only men.
So only men massage you?
So you'll go back there.
Only men in the waiting area. Yeah. Right. So we're the only females we've ever seen there.
But wait, your butthole was massaged?
You got it, at least.
I mean, a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
And you're just saying you go back there?
What?
I've been single for a while, so it wasn't that bad.
Oh my god, you filthy bitch!
Dave!
I mean that in the nicest way!
I mean, if a guy had that done, you wouldn't call him a filthy... Well, maybe you would.
I would! You filthy animal, bitch! No, that's, I mean, good for you!
He said it with the upswing, I never heard it like that before.
I have a frequent punch card now.
Yeah, don't blame
him. Good for you!
The first indication was that three people on a Saturday could get an appointment. Just, like, call up and they're like, yeah, come on in!
They're like, we'll call someone else in for you. We're like, okay.
In hindsight, though, was there any kind of signs that this wasn't, like, an up-and-up, like, real great place? There was...
There was two guys that went in before us, which should have been the first time, and then they had a shower in the back that you were allowed to use that I had never seen have. Like, I don't know. I've never seen a use all shower in the back because I had to use the restroom while I was waiting, so I wandered back there, and I'm like, that's a little weird. And
did your friends also like
that, it? Yeah, and actually my one friend went back with a couple's massage with her significant other.
Oh, so they both got touched.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so Danielle, you've gone back, come on, be honest, do you get the bean flick? You get a little bean flick?
Oh, no. You know what? Ever since the second time I went back, they don't even offer it to me now.
Oh, because,
so I think they know that I'm just there for a massage.
So that's a place that'll do the rub and tug, but they also will do a legitimate massage, too?
Yeah.
I'm sure that's rare. Don't you think that's rare, Danielle?
Yeah, I'm always scared they're going to get raided and shut down on me.
Yeah.
That's a valid concern.
Go to a better place.
Everyone wants to know where you get the B-hole massages. But second, people want to go out with you so they can rub it for you.
It's in Troy.
We don't need to know any more than that. I know.
You're the one asking, Dave.
Well, I'm saying I'm not asking. Listeners are asking.
You know?
And
just because they write it.
I know you haven't had a date in a while, but our listeners would love to take you out and rub your backside.
Yeah.
That just keeps coming in. Okay. All right. Can we? Who wants to rub Danielle's beehole?
It's always got to be the next big contest.
Dating game with Dave.
All right, Danielle.
The scratch and sniff edition.
Oh, okay. We'll end it there. Thanks for calling in, Danielle. You have a great day.
Yeah, have a good day. Bye.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
She has no problem talking about any of it.
No.
I like that about her.
Yeah, she probably left him a positive review.
Chicks like, don't have a butthole with it anymore, I guess.
It's the laughing about it. Oh, you filthy man! Yeah, like, you said it like a, with the way you say, like, good for you!
Yeah. It was a...
Happy birthday!
It was positive, somehow.
It was, because it was like, yes, she's filthy, but I like her.
That was awesome.
I like that she's so open about it.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think butthole bitch, he called her.
Yeah, you filthy
second,
bitch.
Right after that. No, right after then he was like, you filthy butthole bitch.
He did.
That's so many guys want her number. That's crazy.
Mm.
Wow.
Sounds cute. Yeah. I like chubby girls.
Yeah, it's a chubby girl who likes her back door
touched. Yeah.
Could you imagine, for one second, think you're about to get a legit massage and someone touches your beehole.
Jackpot.
No, I was just going to say that. If you are getting touched on the beehole, it's not a legitimate massage.
No.
Yeah, your butt is usually covered.
Yeah.
No.
Everyone should know. It's not legitimate when they... finger is near your... If your cheeks are spread, it's not right.
Yeah, to get in there around the Sarlacc there is nuts.
Not a girl.
Maybe you guys are going to the wrong places.
Get after it.
I knew that you were getting tugged. I didn't know you were getting beehole rubbed.
I think you're getting tugged and plugged.
You're getting tugged and plugged?
Oh,
that's a great name for a spot. Come on down to Chuck the Freak's Tug and Plug. Dude.
No, I didn't realize.
We can't tug you. We can plug you.
That's why I'm like, you know, God, like when the stuff about
intimate
Robert Kraft all came out, I assumed.
He was getting plugged.
I assumed.
Right. That was where your head went.
Yeah, but it was actually just allegedly two chicks going down.
Do you pay more for a plug?
I would assume everything's negotiable.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't think it would be that much more.
Legitimate business that sells tugboats and plugs.
You know, like just plugs.
Wall plugs.
And tugboats.
Yeah.
And I just so I can call it tug and plug.
Andy Green's Tug and Plug.
Yeah, just check it out. We have tugboats
and plugs.
I'm always learning on the show. But it's legitimate.
That was her first time ever calling.
Mm-hmm.
I hope she's okay.
She's fine. Yeah. She's on a
real positive.
Fine.
Yeah, she is.
Very comfortable with herself.
Yeah, I know, I know.
Yeah, she's, she has no issue with it, right? And good for her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's a great little filthy bitch. That's what I meant. Like, it can be positive. I think we found the place. I'm just looking at the reviews
here.
Let
me see where it is. Because I know the city well.
Oh, my God.
HJ's and BJ's, great place to go.
Huh. Oh, I've never heard of this place.
Guy. When you're a guy giving it a five-star review, we know you've been jerked off.
Okay, what else?
Oh, no, eight months ago.
Okay, that scared me for a second. I was like,
What else do these guys review? That's what I want to know.
Let's see what they
look at this.
Not the best reviews, really.
Well, no, because I'm sure some of these people...
This guy likes Indian food, Thai food, and a good old rub and tug. And he sticks to a pretty close area.
What's crazy, he gave it a one-star and then gave it that review.
How long has that place been open? A while? Where is it?
It's on...
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know what road it's on.
See the address there? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can we see a map?
Oh, is this the website for it here?
If you like Indian food and Thai food and a butthole rub, then you're playing with fire.
When you have that flower as you're heading...
And the picture gallery just has one little picture on it.
You'd think it was a legitimate place, kind, you know, I mean.
That flower to me seemed like it.
That's what I mean. I mean, you're using.
Here's reviews. Many customers said acupressure can really help them release stress.
Yeah.
That's the one review.
Yep.
And now release.
Voice changing technology, anonymous. Real. Talking about an email we got from a woman who was working at a rub and tug and had no idea it was a rub and tug. What's your comment, Anonymous?
So I got curious at 18, went to like one of these, you know, little massage parlors, and I start getting a massage, and, you know, they're feeling around and get down to the B-hole, and she offers a rim job first time. So, sure, why not? And, yeah, ended up going through with it first time at rub and tug.
That's insane.
A bold service.
No, you guys, and all joking aside, it's insane to me that a stranger would lick your backside for cash.
Times are tough, Dave.
I understand using their hands to pleasure you. You can't get anything that way.
Not all of it, but you.
Maybe it was the business promotion to get the rub and tug launched. You know, first time customers get a free RJ.
Wow. Yeah, how much did that cost you, by the way? Oh, it's gone.
That's probably smart to be.
You're right.
People will do anything for more money, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You just have to.
I just didn't imagine they'd do that. I really, maybe they touch
they probably,
it, but I can't imagine they went back
there. They probably wipe it as best they can.
But still do that.
They've probably got everything already.
Yeah, they just grab a Clorox wipe and give it a once over.
No.
That'll sting.
Lemony fresh.
A little bit.
That's more than I thought you'd ever receive.
Can we see the outside of this joint? Oh, how do we turn around and look?
I got lots of tchotchkes.
Oh, what's that third picture? The little one.
How do you not know that's what that is? Of course you know. Just look at the pictures.
Can you believe these ladies in there are whistling in church?
Are they really?
Hey, they are. They're cleaning the basement, if you catch my drift.
Oh, my God.
You have to know what you're getting into with that. I mean, that's pretty obvious now.
Come on.
Yeah. They vacuumed the attic.
Once you see the pictures, you know it's not a legitimate massage place.
Mm-mm.
Like, the second you walk in that door, you'd be like, oh, okay. But if that's what you're looking for, good for you. But if not, get out.
Back there, yell at the colonel.
I didn't think that they actually did massages, like legitimate. Like, she keeps going back.
Yeah, no, she
liked... B-hole girl.
And that's what... The B-hole girl, yes. That's what caught me off guard, is that some of these places will actually...
Right?
Because here's the thing about massages, okay? There are people that are trained, and they are learned to do deep tissue and all that stuff. But the majority of stuff, like overseas or whatever, none of those people are trained. They're just rubbing you. They just rub you for an hour. And
yeah, but
most
that's not
people,
a legitimate massage.
No, I know it's not,
so
but I mean, I think...
Like, why would you keep going back when you could go someplace else and get a legitimate massage?
Right, somewhere. But I think people, if someone rubbed you, like, I'll tell you this, I've never been trained. I have no idea. If I rubbed you for an hour, you'd feel great. You will. It's true.
Yeah, but you need to know about the body and the muscles.
I understand.
The,
if I'm trying to heal you or something,
right.
But I'm
saying,
just saying though. That I know myself that if I did that, it'd be fine.
Right.
It'd still feel good.
By the way, this place used to be called, I think they just changed their name.
Well, that's smart.
From time to time. Mm-hmm. Like this guy 8 hours ago.
Yes.
Did review it. An amazing massage after a long day's drive. He gave it 5 stars.
Ooh, if they
so were. So, you know he got touched.
He tends to stop in some places.
Yeah. You only give a Outback Steakhouse 3 stars, though. So, you know the massage has got to be good.
It's pretty good.
Have you had the Bloomin' Onion before?
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy, obviously, is a truck driver, drives all over the country.
A bottle after
reviews.
A long drive?
Mm-hmm.
They were spitting in hell, you know what I mean?
But then there's other people and I think this is why they changed their name, because people catch on to it, right? And not everyone wants that.
No, it's smart.
This one says, suspicious place when you're looking for a good massage, just ask for heavy pressure. The girl massaging me didn't use good pressure even when I asked. She also kept touching me in sexual ways, which wasn't what I was looking for.
But that's what I mean. But some people don't need heavy, like Lisa wants a real massage.
Most people that are going for a legitimate massage don't want someone just to, I could have my, you know, my husband do that or whatever.
I know.
So, you know what I mean? I don't understand.
But I think like that chick said, she's been single for a while. She doesn't care. She's not after like the deep tissue. She's after physical contact from another human being.
This guy continued to say, by the way, that once on my back, she briefly massaged my legs, then said, "You want happy ending?"
Oh, wow.
Was not at all what I was looking for, so I asked to end the massage at that point. Very unprofessional. I will not be back. Someone said, "I had a bad experience. Store is too hot. Worker offers sexy action for money." We don't need that place.
Well, see, that's the thing. And a lot of these negative reviews are other businesses in that town that are like, I've got a legit battery store right next door and I'm trying to make it, and I got a rub and tug here.
Yeah.
Which, mind you, if I was going to open a battery store, it'd be right beside
right
a rub and tug.
Rub and tug.
Those kind of batteries more names.
Yeah.
This guy, I, and again, 5 stars, which means he was jerked off.
Mm-hmm.
And you go on to Google and review it.
Very clean.
Yeah. Relaxing music.
With your name. And then you talk about roast beef at another place. You're crazy to me.
World
people don't understand how things work, I think.
I think they think that there's
you can't see it.
Yeah, I think
that's what they think.
I really think that.
They don't realize that everyone can see what you're reviewing.
Wow, there's a look at that town over there. Oh, it's a park. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Yeah, that's right behind my house.
There's a park.
Oh.
Is this over by me?
It sure is, Andy.
Oh, my God.
What?
I'm right on that Klaus and Troy.
Well, you need to stay the hell out of Cummingston.
Cummingston Park?
It's wonderful.
It's
beautiful.
Right behind my place.
It's a beautiful park.
That's that park that people were having sex in. And
it's called Cummingston!
those old people were like, "We don't appreciate that here at the park. I'm trying to tend to my garden, and then I'm looking over there, and a bunch of people are banging."
See, but here's a review from a woman, right? Like the girl who called in.
Yes.
I've been going there since they opened. Jesse has always been very professional. I'm very pleased and satisfied with my massage. I give the owner much credit. She's Asian, a little bit hard to understand her English, but overall, she's great.
Right. But we already just talked to 3 chicks that are going to this place.
But it sounds like they will do a legitimate massage too, and not just.
That's why she goes back.
Yeah. Beehole girl doesn't. I mean,
sorry,
you can ever,
what is her name? What was her name?
Danielle.
Okay. Sorry to keep calling you Beehole Girl.
Yeah. But I would say that.
What a weird thing to say.
If you've never. So I've never had a professional massage ever.
Yeah.
I've never,
just
ever
a couple of
had one. Okay. That's fine. No. I've had a couple.
You always tell me I'm a pro.
But this is just it. If James gave me a massage right now. Okay. No training. I'd be like, yeah, that was pretty good, because I have no idea
of what a real one
is. A real one's like. It's people that have had a real one Like, if that chick who called us went and had a real one and then went back to the Asian place, she'd be like, oh, God, they're not even doing anything. Mm-hmm. Right? They're not even doing it. But she's never had a real one. Yeah. She said it was their first time ever. So it's like, you don't know.
That's wild. And they, if you walk in and you don't know it's that place, and then they probably have to at least half-ass massage you.
They're gonna rub you. They're gonna do stuff to you. And I always think massage is a very sexual thing anyway. But
Well, when my lease is up and I want to re-sign at my apartment, I'm gonna have a talking to with them about the price.
Not a bad idea.
You know what kind of neighborhood this is? I thought I was paying for a good neighborhood.
Yeah.
There's a sex park. Yeah, there's a sex park right behind me.
And a rubbing tug down the street.
Everybody's just having orgasms everywhere around here.
It's awesome, man. He's got the sex park, and I'll have the sex doll brothel.
Oh, it's amazing. Oh,
yeah. Wow. Someone said every Asian massage parlor I've ever been to, I've been offered a happy ending. It's insane.
And honestly, that is exactly what I would have imagined. If it has a neon sign, someone's there to jerk.
So true.
I guess. Well, there you go. Shocking little twist there.
Wow.
Especially when Betty Beehole called in. That was took us down a different path. But she likes it. She enjoyed it. But she actually gets a decent massage there, too. I did not think you'd be able to get that at a rub and tug establishment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Okay, something out of Georgia this morning that is crazy.
All right.
A new bill would require men to report to police every time they ejaculated.
Hi, I ejaculated.
There's another number for that, sir, now that the new Georgia law. Actually,
911, what's your emergency?
Can I tell you?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't plan on it, but okay. I was just downstairs, and there was the TV show caught my fancy.
Oh, did you slip and fall House into Hunters? The TV? Oh, you was watching House Hunters?
House Hunters show, and I couldn't control myself.
Okay.
Things got out of hand.
You killed somebody, did you?
No, I did not kill anybody.
Okay.
You know what I did.
Oh, sir, you're going to want to call the other line.
Is there a new line?
There's a new line for that because of the Georgia law about, you know, having orgasms and
that's
such.
That's right. Yeah. That's what I did.
Yeah, you're going to have to call them. This emergency line. That's why I kept thinking you was a murderer or something. Or
just killed.
Something like that.
Millions of unborn
seed. You did. Yeah, you got
right talk. Into a Kleenex.
We will send
tissue.
You over to that department of our police now.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, wow, there's a weird...
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Sure, if we just get to that, it'd be great.
Sure, we're just waiting for Dave. There we go, Dave.
Our phone is ringing while we're talking here. Let me answer that. Is that another one?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, how are you at 911? What's your emergency? You got something?
Jerking off.
Oh, see, I was just talking to somebody else, too, about that. You got to call the number. Oh, my God, these lines are ringing off the hook here. There's another line for this. This is for emergencies only.
Jerk off.
Sir, I know what you're saying. You're saying you jerked it, right?
Jerked it off.
Yeah, you're gonna want to call. You're gonna want to call 6969. That's the new number for that. You have to tell them. Yeah, tell police that you made a mess. Yeah. 911. What's your emergency? Jesus Christ!
I jerked off again.
Oh my
my
Lord.
Jesus, full on up. I'm empty.
Jesus is frowning today. He is a frowning today. 6969. Call them and report all your ejaculations, would you?
All right.
Thank you. 911, what's your emergency?
I'll tell you, I just did it again.
Oh,
I just did it again. I've done it again. Forgot the number.
Is this an actual emergency or you need the number?
No, I forgot the number. I just done it again.
It's 6969.
Write this down.
Yeah.
6969. What does that stand for?
That stands for other sexual things. They just thought it was going to be best for, you know, it's kind of, we call it the center line.
Oh, my.
So you've been sinning.
I have.
You call the police right away and let them know that you are no longer in the good graces of heaven.
That's true. I'll hit the church on my way home
today. You should, but wash your hands.
I will. Holy water.
It sounds like a joke, but it's not. HB 604 would amend Chapter 1 of Title 35 of the Official Code of Georgia so that any male shall immediately report to the county sheriff or local law enforcement agency when such male releases sperm from his testicles.
Oopsie.
I can't believe this is a bill. It's an actual bill.
It's an actual bill.
I just read it.
What's it for? Like, what are they getting to the bottom of here? They don't want you to jerk it. They don't. What is it? Georgia, what is up?
It's in response to the House's passage of a bill dubbed the Heartbeat Abortion Bill that would ban abortion after a fetal heartbeat is detected. So it's five female representatives who were behind this.
So this is the whole thing that, like, masturbation kills things.
Anti-masturbation.
Well, it's like a response to abortion.
They say pointing out the double standard that women are held to. They want something
in that we can just blast our stuff everywhere and it kills things all the time.
They're calling it the testicular bill of rights.
Mm.
There's not enough manpower in Georgia to handle every sperm report.
No.
Imagine you went to jail because you didn't report it.
How would they ever find out?
Well, because there'd be people like James that are looking in your windows.
Yeah, I'm making sure you're reporting every time you jerk it.
Exactly.
I'm in there. Oh, my God. I think this guy's about to jerk it.
Yeah.
Oh, he definitely.
He's on the phone. He's like, yeah, he's definitely jerking it right now.
Yeah, I'm at the Targus location right now. He has dong in hand. Feverishly.
I'm at the Targus location.
Yeah. Oh, they'd keep an eye on Chuck for sure. Georgia Chuck.
He can never live in Georgia.
No,
come on.
Guys, he just wrapped up, and he is not picking up the phone to report.
He's going to bed.
He's going to sleep. Right? he's already asleep. The porno was still on the TV, and he's already asleep.
Get the cops
he did not report
here.
It. We need backup.
It'll never go through, but it would be an insane reality if you had to report every time you finaled to the Georgia Police Department.
That'd be nuts.
You know what's just crazy is the waste of time.
Yes, that's it.
That we will
go to
that we allow someone in this country, the absolute waste of time.
Jason the Jew said that he's had that day before. He feels like he's in an alternate universe. Can you imagine all the guys? I'm sure we've done topics where guys are like, yeah, I jerked it. I jerked it.
Yep.
He's had that day already.
Oh, for sure.
He's like super qualified for that job.
Yeah. He would be the best.
He'd be the best. Run that thing.
Yep.
You jerked it one time. Okay. And
you're going to start a jerk it line.
Head
you want
center.
Jason.
Yeah, he is. I mean, he's a district manager or something.
Right. Oh, yeah. He's got all
in charge
sorts
of nation. Director.
People under him taking jerking calls.
Like, oh my God, yeah.
He's got a stopwatch. You got to be faster.
He is so good at understanding these people and their problems with their genitals.
He says his mom would be so proud.
Hands off.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A best man fainted and face planted during an outdoor wedding ceremony in Washington.
Gotta bend your knees, boys.
Ooh, he hits the pavement real hard, dude.
He
passed out. I don't know if he was wasted. I don't know what the deal is, but here's the video. By the way,
it's
horrible. It's an outdoor wedding. The maid of honor is singing, and she's absolutely horrible.
Awesome.
Okay. So the whole video is up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
Weddings are so dumb.
Here's how it starts.
When
fainted too.
Which guy is it? It's going to be
one
that
here.
Guy?
This one here. Keep an eye on him.
He looks like he's going to puke.
He's obviously not doing well, right? Something's going on.
He's at his knees.
There he goes.
Oh!
His
fake!
Ow,
there's not much left there.
His teeth broke his fall.
Yeah.
This is the worst wedding ever.
Oh my God.
It's not clear how long he was unconscious.
But what's left of him, I want to know. What's left of that face? James, what's left of his face?
They say he may have knocked some teeth out.
Yeah, may have.
Yeah. And he peed himself when he was out.
Oh, God, what a shameful one.
He peed himself when he
video
when
and
he
it's
passed
fire.
Out.
Oh, God, yeah. That's your wedding video.
That's your wedding video.
Like an old lady in a visor.
What else is Lisa?
What else is Lisa noticed?
Let's go back again and just see if what Lisa's eyes see.
Like a Kentucky Derby lady somewhere in there.
Towards the end, we don't have to listen to this lady again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I mean, you have to experience it all again.
Oh, God.
I almost can't watch this guy hit the deck.
No,
it's so hard. He goes down so hard.
He just...
like a pancake.
His face caught it. Get to
love. Oh, my God. Hear
water?
Him? Do you hear him?
Yeah, you heard him. You heard him.
Oh. He did the death gurgle.
Yeah. And pissed himself.
Okay, what do we see here? What do we see, Lise? What else are we seeing? There's a bun. Terrifying grandma.
So there's a lady in a Kentucky Derby hat. We're looking
a visor.
A sun visor.
Which is not typical wedding attire. And there's that poor guy who wet himself.
Grandma's
I feel so bad for him.
There she is.
My mom has like 100 of those.
My grandma always used to wear them.
You generally don't wear one to a wedding.
No, you don't. But it's outdoors.
It's hot out there, obviously. That's
grandma's got to stay cool.
Yeah.
They have everyone in the sun.
Sure.
They don't even have shade.
All day long, I'm going to be singing, I used to love you.
It's what's so funny is so like the chick maybe could sing, but not when she's a blubbering mess.
No, she couldn't sing.
She can't
sing. I think she girl could sing.
I think she was crying.
You think so?
I think she was crying.
When it's too heavy to carry.
I mean, she's terrible.
I could sing it.
She's terrible.
I could sing that. No. That's my singing.
Her singing made me piss myself.
I get to love you.
She's crying.
I get to love you.
I'm not ready for that guy to go down.
I forgot about that guy.
There's so much action in one video.
Send that video out into space.
I get to love you.
Is that lady in a muumuu?
Jeez.
Looks like just a t-shirt. It's backwards.
Backwards.
A v-neck t-shirt.
Backwards.
She's the first responder.
The first responder.
I kind of wanted to see there's another bridesmaid on the left and what her reaction. I don't know if she's in the shot the whole time to when he starts going down. She might not even know.
Every time it's bad.
Yeah.
I try not to look at it.
Water. Mm-mm. Water.
Yeah. I believe also the priest drops an F-bomb.
Yeah.
I leaped it out every time, but he says water, water. Honestly, he's on the mic. He's the one on the mic.
Incredible.
Weird wedding.
It's a weird day. It is a weird day. I mean, that after you do that, like you did the walk with piss.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
You have to face all those people. Like, he was a good friend to that groom.
Right.
He's going to be back.
It. And no, you know that it looked like that bitch of a bride didn't even move.
They've got Australian hat.
He ruined my wedding day.
Can we just watch the walkout again one more time?
Ooh. Bro, what's up, bro? You down, bro?
We need a towel.
The bride's just standing there. She hasn't moved.
She doesn't want to get blood on her wedding dress.
Maybe. Or piss.
Or piss.
Blood or piss. Yeah, there you
imagine,
go.
Imagine, the altar's covered in pee.
Up pee and
oh,
and
that's
face
so
blood.
Sad you pee yourself, huh?
Yeah.
There's a good friend there helping him or his brother or something, maybe. He's like, well, you pissed yourself, bud. We're going to walk you back.
At least the song's over.
Yeah.
He's
these
got
people
the
are like, can we just wrap this
to
up?
Love you.
That's a wild snapshot of humanity that way. Huh?
make it to love you. Is that a song?
Yeah, it's a song.
Like,
it's an actual.
I wish I was creative enough in my brain to have written that as a movie scene.
Yeah, no one ever saw that coming. I get to
love you. That's how it's supposed to sound.
Yeah. It's the best thing
that I'll ever do. Oh, man, she was spot on. Incredible. It was like being at the Ruel show.
Yeah.
God.
I got to love you.
What? Imagine to your friends, like, I'd like to sing a song at your wedding.
Okay.
But you know right? what? Isn't
and
that,
then they get
isn't
up that and terrible?
They sound like that.
Could you imagine that, though? Someone asked to sing at your wedding? Oh, my God.
That's yeah.
Number
what
one,
do you
don't
say
get
no?
married. You have to say no, Lise.
No,
you have
can't
to say
sing
no.
at my wedding.
You have to say no.
And then she sings, I got to love you.
Amazing. But like I've gone to weddings where the people are trying, like the, you know, like the maid of honor is trying to just say something nice, and they're blub, like they can't even, you can't even understand what's happening.
Yeah.
So I can't even imagine taking that person and then saying, listen, while you're in that state, sing a song.
It sounded like her hand was caught in a car door.
I get to love you.
It was a little pitchy.
It was bad. But that dude takes such a tumble, it's crazy. And if you want to see it, go check it out at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
It's a tough watch.
It's a real tough watch. Just one more time.
Oh. When it's too heavy to carry. She's got the lyrics.
Gorgeous. I think she hit a note so beautiful, that's what made him pass out and piss himself.
Right here. No, next one.
It's too beautiful. See? She can't be throwing that talent around.
Yeah.
Water?
He's actually doing some backups. No, if you go back a bit, I think he's doing the backup vocals.
Who, the guy?
Yeah, the guy. Go back.
Okay.
Listen to him on the ground. Listen.
Hold on.
I get to love you.
Oh.
Listen close. Listen.
Okay, hold on. To love you. Oh! That sound.
Water?
Oh, he's singing in his.
Oh. I get to love you.
Incredible. Death gurgle. Death gurgle.
It's like
bad.
When that TV reporter fell stomping the grapes.
Yes.
That's the sound.
Yeah. Help.
At least he was out cold.
Yeah.
Like, at least he was out cold.
That's
like,
how he wet himself.
He woke up and then is like, wow, I'm a mess, but I didn't feel it.
Mm. Oh, and you have to be wearing like light gray pants when you piss yourself too, right? Yeah. It couldn't be black pants.
Yeah, groomsman pants are not the.
No, these are all uncomfortable.
They're usually
tight,
always
too.
Bright gray.
Yeah, you're right. They're tight. They got suspenders on. It's just a bad scene for that poor guy. Mm-hmm. Poor bastard.
Oh, really pissed himself good.
It was a good old pissing. But then they see him. The next time they see him, like, did he go to the reception after?
I don't know. There's no update on what happened to the guy.
He lost teeth and...
Yeah, dude, the next time they see him, he's going to look like Jaws from James Bond.
Can you guys think of anything witty to say as James in the comment section under this video for these people?
Sorry about your face, bro.
I don't know. I'm just...
Oh, want right the number to my dentist?
When we look things up, we are under James' profile. I forgot.
Yeah.
Love is beautiful.
Very touching
so
song.
So whoever was on the piano said the show must go on. Did they keep playing the song even after the guy went down?
It's not a real piano, guy.
You're right. Oh, right. It's probably just a track. I get what you're saying.
It's just a track.
Yeah, okay, I get it. Yeah.
Don't worry more about the man's teeth and hitting stop on the CD player.
And you're out.
Water?
He's being pissed in.
Interrupted that song.
My God. So he swears every time, huh? There's a big loud F word.
Well, not every time. We play the same thing over and over again, so it's not every time. Just
well,
the
no,
once.
But I see you keep...
Oh, yeah, but I have to.
Yeah, no,
that's
I know.
At the same point in the video.
I know.
It's water. F.
Water, water, F.
Priest!
It's like the Bloodhound Gang song.
It is.
Yeah. So, quite a wedding ceremony.
Wow.
A day they'll never forget.
Thanks for listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.